little piece of the summit. You got Kim Jong-un, one side of the table,
yes.
Donald Trump, other side of the table, and in the middle mediating, nice. Dennis Rodman.
Here, boy, say a few words, will you?
You are, I am the shadow.
Boo!
Hey, you gonna eat that chicken alone?
No. Maybe if I wait, I'll get some potatoes.
What kind?
Mashed.
You got 'em. Hey, what do you think you're doing, playing poker? Quit stacking a deck.
Oh! The puckle is persimmon.
You're worth 10 grand to me.
Now get out there and mingle with the guests.
Listen, you.
Mingle or I'll mangle.
Oh, that's different.
I guess we're safe. Don't have to worry about getting blown off the face of the planet anytime soon by this maniac.
It's now time for The Defoe Show.
Not sure the Oon Man has put all the toys away, has he? I haven't heard much from this guy for a while. That's always scary, right? It's worse when they're quiet for a long period of time, these kind of people. All right, so welcome back to the show. Great to have you guys with us. Peeling yourself off the mat Monday. It was a sensational weekend. We saw the sun yesterday. The sun! The sun! And we're seeing more of it today. It looks like an absolutely gorgeous day. So it's great to be with you. Peeling yourself off the mat Monday. Brought to you by an extraordinary gentleman, personal injury attorney, Mr. Jared Spingarn. Does a fantastic job for all of his clients, and you can reach him at 833-HIRE-JARED, 833-447-3527. The Dolphins, with their fifth victory in a row, the Greek was challenging us earlier to recall the last time the Dolphins had a five-game winning streak, and I would imagine that you have to go all the way back to Don Shula in the 1972.
Well, I know they said that it's the first time since 2001 that they've been 6-3 at this point of the season. So, that says a lot for that five-game win streak theory.
What dreck over the last 20 years. What complete and utter dreck. Anyway, it's nice to see a turnaround. It's also sort of exciting to see all three phases of the game, if you'll allow me a cliche, ladies and gentlemen. Is that okay on a Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday? Just a giant cliche?
I guess.
Yes, we were effective in all three phases of the game. That sounds like something Lombardi would say after winning the Super Bowl, huh? We were effective in all three phases of the game.
Yes. It's very Belichick.
Oh, my God. Wow. I mean, but it's been great, right? This Van Schmankel guy, again, with a huge play on special teams. And, you're seeing Agba always in the middle of stuff. The Shaq Lawson turned out to be a pretty good acquisition.
Yep, Agba.
These were things that we just shrugged our shoulders at and said, sure. Chris Greer, what are you doing? You're blowing a big wad of cash here on a bunch of guys that aren't going to do you any good. You're still going to stink. Mm. And it didn't happen, right? I mean, there were very skeptical people out there about this Miami Dolphins team this year, including, I wasn't expecting them to become exciting, were you?
Yes.
I mean, they're actually entertaining to watch for the most part. I mean, you got a lot of different things happening. This Xavier Howard's having an outstanding year.
Yep, Byron Jones.
People were talking about how the money was weighing his pockets down. Kind of like he was the second coming of Sergei Bobrovsky. My eye, my eye.
My eye.
Is that the last thing you want to hear from a goalie if you're like Joel Quenneville? You're trying to bring this team up to the standards that you set when you were with the Chicago Blackhawks? That's right. We were winning Stanley Cups every other year. Okay. But, then all of a sudden you got a goalie with a twitch, and you're thinking, this isn't going to work out. We're paying that cat $10 million a year for the next 7 years. I think they also require Giancarlo Stanton in the offseason, the Florida Panthers. They're the only guys that aren't going great right now, though, at least according to where we should be by the scrolls of the plan. Which this was supposed to be another Blutarski season, wasn't it? 0.0. We were going to tank again to get all those draft picks to look good. And, you never know what's going to happen with the other teams, but a lot of them, right? You would have thought, didn't we have some stuff with the Houston Texans? And,
yes, we have
those
a top
draft
five picks.
They're looking good.
Right.
Yeah. Very nice. All right, 866-801-0940 on the phone lines if you'd like to join us here on the show. So is it kind of in general, I would have to say this is a general rule, and it's a generality that may not be popular with some people, although I believe it to be true, that in general, going back with an ex is always a mistake, especially if you're infatuated with the renewal of the whole thing and the rekindling of the good feeling that you had. It takes a while, just like it does in most marriages, for the indifference to set in. It takes a while for the, you know, the evil part of the relationship to take its ugly hold again, does it not? So in the beginning, you're thinking, wow, this could work. Is that the way we feel about the Finns? Is that a fair comparison, Luby? I don't know. Have you ever been inclined to go back with an ex? Your ex disappeared, which was great.
I've been lucky that either they didn't. I mean, I don't know what it says about me, but I don't mind it. I've never done the redate. I don't. It's just not me. Once it ends, I'm not saying it won't hurt, but I move on.
It's over, yeah.
I move on.
Declare yourself the loser and move on, you know?
And with the Dolphins,
write a book.
I don't know. It's the first time I'm redating because they're pulling me back in. I'm not going to lie. This is the first time I've been excited about the Dolphins since, God, I guess when Jimmy Johnson got hired. Because when they turned it over to Dave Wannstedt, you sort of knew that things were going to go awry after that.
Oh, when Dave, unfortunately, and you know, let's preface it like we always have to.
He's a nice guy.
He seems to be a real nice guy. I remember he was wearing a white shirt, like he had just been called at the last second, because he's usually pretty nattily attired, Dave Wannstedt, or else he would have one of those sporting coaches shirts on. But yeah, it seemed like they just dragged him onto a plane from somewhere to stand behind Jimmy at that press conference when Jimmy reversed the whole thing about how he was quitting as the head coach, and he said, well, I'm going to stick around for this year, but then here's your next head coach. Wow, I mean, that's an adage. I'm not sure what the percentages are on this, but I would imagine Mark Lawrence might have some clue that whenever the outgoing coach has overwhelming influence in naming his successor, it's usually an awful thing, is it not? Now, that wasn't the case with your FSU thing. Jimbo with the coach in waiting, was that pathetic? I mean, how far out the door? I mean, you're dangling poor Bobby off the upper deck of a Carnival cruise ship, right? Jeez. Just hanging him by a single hair over the edge by doing that. All right, let's pick up some calls here. And feel free to dial us up. There are so many things happening. The Canes with a big win, Virginia Tech. You had the Masters there, Dustin Johnson triumphant. I was out of it in the pool from the very first day. Matt Kuchar, come on, man. Matt Kuchar. I got to talk to my man, Bobby Atkins.
Didn't you have Dustin Johnson as one of your guys, right? Or did a lot of people have Dustin Johnson?
We had Dustin Johnson,
A lot of people had him.
We had Koepka, who was about 10 under. I mean, you know, a couple of adjustments in thinking, and you have this thing. That's why it's a fascinating bet. Even if you were out of it on the first day, you're going to ante right back up the next time it's, in play, where you have a major tournament like that. Or, you know, a significant one with a big field where the guy that feels like running the pool says, okay, I'll do it again. No names can be mentioned on this, right, Luby? Because that still would be under the consideration of being an illegal gambling venture.
Exactly.
Which we don't want to condone or endorse here on this program. In fact, let's issue a disclaimer right now. We don't recommend that you get involved in any of these sort of things. All right, the lovely Linda has been hanging on for a while, and we want to get to her. I know she's a big fan of Godfrey Lovejoy. Lovejoy, is he becoming delusional? Is he just not willing to make the transition and make it a smooth transition, Linda, in your opinion, that the Dolphins are no longer a team to be condemned on a weekly basis?
Well, you know, I know I'm a one-trick pony and that Godfrey Lovejoy is my thing, but I've been listening to him for a long time, and part of his allure was his flat-out cynicism when the Dolphins lost. It was entertaining. Yeah. It was clever. And now I find that he's just scraping with this contract, which I think is going to turn out to be a double-edged sword. He's like scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, and yeah, he's really reaching.
He just doesn't know what to do with himself.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things that people say he should do with himself.
I mean,
I think most people are saying
Luby?
That throughout his appearance. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't like Luby. And Luby, I mean, you got to figure this. I mean, how weak is Luby that he can't keep this guy out of there? And he's afraid of this contract he keeps flashing. Now, it did come from a great guy, Brian Olsen, our general manager.
What do you want me to do?
You know, he's a brilliant guy. What are you supposed to say there, Linda?
But at least Luby is pushing back on him. There were a couple of weeks where he pushed back on him, and I was very proud of Luby because I think he pushes you and Luby around, and he's coming in waiving that contract, and he has nothing to say.
I don't know. You know, it's inexplicable. He had a deal working with WEEI until last night, when the Patriots beat the Ravens. Are you kidding me? And they made Lamar Jackson look like Schmink again.
Exactly. I've watched that game. And again, his whole world was crashing down around him. I mean, he's just going to have to find another venue. I mean,
I think he has some pictures of Kraft. He has some pictures of Kraft coming out of that Asian spa with a big smile on his face.
He must have something. This is my only explanation. I mean, I watch the Dolphins every week with trepidation. I said yesterday, okay, this is it. This is where they're going to lose. So I'm just not 100% committed to the fact that they're actually winning and that they're not an embarrassment this year. But as for Godfrey, I mean, he just
he's losing it.
He's
6-3. I mean, this is a guy. He's paid to come in there and just destroy the Dolphins and try to get inside the mind of Dolphin fans. And, you know, it's an unfortunate deal. You know, we had the Dolphins on our station for a while. I don't know if it was consummated, that deal. No, because he was working with us then, right?
Yes.
When we carried the team.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
He was.
I don't know how this has happened, but you know what? For 20 years, it was very relevant. All of a sudden, it doesn't seem so appropriate. And I have to admit, it was painful hearing him for the second time this morning. And I'm sitting there ready to go on with the Greek, and we got to make way for this guy because he not only has the contract to perform after every Dolphin game at 6 in the morning, but that segment is mandatory, it's mandatory that it's repeated at 7. Can you imagine that?
Exactly.
I mean, we have no control over our own airtime now.
I don't know how you let yourself be put in that position.
Because we're fools.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
Well.
Thank you, Linda. Always nice to hear from you. It really is. I mean, we really enjoy your input here in the program. But there are many people that are obsessed with Lovejoy. I got several texts before the show even started that if this clown is anywhere near the studio, Luby has no machismo whatsoever if he doesn't just throw this guy out of there on his ear and take a shot that maybe he loses his job.
Well, he sounds like a guy that would be wearing a smoking jacket and smoking a pipe. And if you can't push a guy around that looks like that, then you're in big trouble.
Well, I assure you he's smoking something before he comes on here.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, Yaman. All right, so we're coming back with more here in a moment on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone. The iHeartRadio app. The Dolphins are winners of 5 in a row. This is a shocker, is it not? I mean, you're talking a total Rick Sanchez here. Shocking development. You Channel 7 freaks. Tua looking good again. I mean, nothing brilliant, but showed a lot of signs in different spots. Dolphins kept coming back and pouring it on when it looked like I thought that game at 17-14 was not nearly. That was one of those games where it shouldn't be that close, Luby. 17-14. Chargers coming back.
Look, I don't know what to do. Like, the Chargers, the record is not sterling. I get it; they keep losing these games, but they're in these games. They're not like the Jets. Like, they have a lot of talent on offense, and Justin Herbert is legit. Like, that's the funny thing about people. Now they're gonna go the other way. Oh yeah, that Herbert kid. Justin Herbert's good. He's a talent. He's just not Tua. I'm happy who we got. I'm sure they're happy who they got. But it's not like the Dolphins were gonna blow out the Chargers. Like, the Chargers have a lot of talent. They have a good team. The fact that game was close throughout made a lot of sense. It's just impressive that when it got close, the Dolphins were able to pull away. Like, that's the weird thing is, once it got close, it's like, oh, Jesus. That's where it's like, oh, here it is. And the fact that they were able to keep it up and then pull away late was impressive. And that's why I feel okay being excited about this team, because they're doing things that good teams do.
One of the networks going to stop trying to treat us like children. Not even children. I mean, like absolute infants. When it comes to sports gambling, where they have their panel of experts,
go around the horn
on ESPN. No point spread, and then they all pick the chalk, and then they're laughing as they bury you. Yes, I like the Bucks in this game. I'm willing to lay whatever. I'm like, what? Unanimous decision all the way around, right? It doesn't matter whether it's Rex. Brewski, by the way, Brewski, how does he do it? Brewski's shooting something. Is he not Botox something? Brewski. Is he using that Dr. Savant?
Oh, probably.
Extract of cantaloupe or whatever that is and shooting it right into his face. How was he looking younger than when he played? It's amazing. And jet black hair. I mean, I don't know if that's just me getting old and being jealous, but I mean, how do they laugh as they do this? And like they're using the common on-set banter that you would see on a news broadcast where they just talked about a triple murder somewhere, and then they go into like another kind of kicker story, and it's like, that's right, my grass isn't looking so good either. They're like, what? But they don't mind. I mean, they're smiling as they bury everybody with these chalk picks. They need to address that on the
network. That's crazy.
They need to stop treating us like we don't know that, you know, there might be something else involved, like the point spread. These guys can't pick their nose. It's sad, but, you know, they give all this expertise and hours of commentary on how the game should be played, and they got to attack the point of, release or whatever, you know, everything about how to destroy a quarterback, and then they can't pick their nose when it comes to which side is going to win the game. What's more important, people? There's your poll. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. The Canes with a big victory. That UM-Vontech game used to be something special, wasn't it?
Yeah, it
How
was.
How many different things happened? And, you know, and the fans there were bigger hillbillies than anything we could ever conjure up about the Gators, even in our, you know, just pinnacle moment of cynicism, no?
Yeah, I mean, it was once
the hillbillies there, the legendary stuff. I mean, throwing turkeys at the team bus, crazy stuff. All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
I mean, if you showed up in Blacksburg in a Canes jersey, very scary proposition. It's 8:22.
Hear me. I am your new president. From this day on, the official language of San Marcos will be Swedish. Silence! In addition to that, all citizens will be required to change their underwear every half hour. Underwear will be worn on the outside so we can check. Furthermore, all children under 16 years old are now 16 years old.
What's the Spanish word for straitjacket?
Power has driven him mad.
Welcome back to The Defo Show.
I remember, Luby, you mocked me when I asked you to dig up that clip, and your assumption was that it was so ancient. How could it possibly apply? From the movie Bananas, I would say circa, maybe late 70s? And there it is, right? You lose, you still win. That's the way it is in America these days. All right, welcome back to the show. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz with you. The Dolphins winners 5 in a row. That's very exciting. The University of Miami still with the one loss, that being excusable, as they lost to Clemson when they still had Trevor Lawrence in the lineup. So didn't look so bad. Certainly doesn't after Clemson nearly beat Notre Dame on the road after losing several players, including other starters in addition to Lawrence. A lot of ukulele kid looks pretty good to me. So that'll be good for a long time to come. Let's grab a call real quick here, and then we have a deal. Volkswagen DeForest Files on tap. We'll take more of your calls throughout the show. You can join us at 866-801-0940. If you'd like to make a comment here on the program, we go next to George. You're on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone. Hello, George.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great, George. How are you?
Other than the fact I think I'm going to have a meniscus repaired, I'm great. Anyway, I've been listening to you ever since you've been in South Florida for, just before the dinosaurs
years.
Stopped dying.
Since the beginning of radio. Yeah, Marconi, he didn't even know what he had yet.
Anyway, I hear you guys, you're interviewing these, whoever they are, all these so-called football experts and all that. And anybody making a wager, when you're putting up your money, you bet the horse you like, you bet the team you like. You don't listen to anybody else. You have to be a blanking idiot to pay any attention to anybody else. If you don't know anything about it, just bet the color of the horse or whatever. But, it only stands to reason. I mean, I only bet on horses. But I confess that the only football game I ever lost, I lost a 50-cent cup of coffee because I didn't believe some guy named Joe Willie.
Super Bowl III, you had a 50-cent cup of coffee on that, man. That's.
I was sitting in Old West Lanes in Flint, Michigan, and I like Johnny Unitas then, and this brash young guy. But anyway, no, the point is, your money, and you bet who you like. You don't pay attention to somebody else. I don't hear if you don't know anything about a horse, you don't know anything about teams, then you still bet them. Hey, so what?
I'm with you.
I mean, they're not putting money in your pocket when you lose.
No, that's for sure. I mean, it's kind of like your attorney when you lose a case, right? You know, and you're off for like 3.5 years behind bars, but to him, he's going to have a cocktail with the prosecution. You know, I mean, that can happen.
Well,
so, yeah, nobody's there to help you. That's for sure. There's no sympathy. And you heard, we got no sympathy from Jason Cole, who laughed at us, mocked us, for complaining about that there should be some consideration given when a guy obviously blows the point spread because of some clever mathematical circumstance that they've outlined in their head, i.e. Nick Chubb rolling out of bounds when we're about to easily cover 3 and a hook with the Cleveland Browns. I guess.
Alrighty, well, so fun.
But
doing
not to the people that we're getting... Well, are laying 2.5 there, I guess. They had every right to think they were going to win the game on a miracle. Imagine you get a miracle that happens to you, and then it still isn't good enough to save you. That's tough, right? A miracle happens. All right, George, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. George was a man of great conviction there, Libby. Did you sense that?
Yes, I did.
He says, believe in yourself. Libby?
I'm here. Yep, you're about to go. And there
all right,
you
go. So we'll come back with more here in a moment. 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and the iHeart Radio app. After a deal, Volkswagen, DeForest Files. Back in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Start a fire without a spark. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen, where the savings are bountiful this month. Let's talk some turkey here. If you've been looking for that special used car, look no further. It's time for a certified pre-owned vehicle from Deal Volkswagen. It's like getting a new car without paying the new car price. Deal certified pre-owned vehicles all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Deals as sweet as pumpkin pie, and they're basically selling them wholesale to the public. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, all with Volkswagen-backed warranties, enjoy huge savings and no hassle or fuss at Deal. Feast your eyes on the huge selection at Deal and drive away in a like-new vehicle for a lot less. Gobble up great savings on a certified pre-owned VW. You'll be thankful you did. Visit them today, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers that say, it's all about the DEEL. 3601 Bird Road, right near the U. Carfax Vehicle History Reports are based on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. Hate to say it, but back in the day, Miami Virginia Tech was a big deal. You think of the Ed Reed game, Frank Beamer, special teams, a circus-like quarterbacking freak in Michael Vick, Blacksburg, and a hillbilly fan base that made going there in a Canes jersey very deliverance-like. Who won last year mattered, and it didn't make a difference if you didn't know a Hokie is some kind of wild turkey. Don Strock was a Hokie. There, we said something good about them. But that's how it went. The game mattered. Beamer would have a contending team every other year and managed to somehow figure out how to turn Vic loose and into collegiate brilliance, the other stuff notwithstanding. So, was it a sign of life that it meant something again? Miami's one-point win over Virginia Tech Saturday felt a little bit more like old times. The Canes campaign continues to grind out come-from-behind victories in games they seldom came through in during the recent past. It's cliche, but if finding a way to win is the first sign in flipping a franchise's fortunes, then those signs are beginning to materialize. We're not delusional here, even though that's very popular today with a lot of people. Will the Canes ever rule the world as they once did, where if they didn't win the championship, they were certainly going to fight you for it every time out? Probably not. But it is nice to see them looking exciting in big spots again, making plays in the clutch, breaking through when it appeared things were once lost. Keep it going, Manny Diaz. Make believers of us. Maybe the year of the COVID will go down as the year of the comeback for Canes football. Jeff DeForest with the DeForest Farm.
I'll never forget the first time I saw Gronk spike the football. It changed my life forever. The unrivaled power of his touchdown dance, the Gronk.
The only way to get your morning started is with Defo, joined by Luby, right here on The Defo Show.
I don't know if that was by design. Welcome back to the show. Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday, brought to you by personal injury attorney and the law offices of Jared Spingarn. Outstanding gentleman. He's going to join us later on the program. Always a very astute observer of the sporting world here and a big fan of both the Dolphins and the Hurricanes, who came up with huge wins over the weekend. But speaking of biting the dust, and that's not meant to demean the value of this man's very richly lived life, Paul Hornung, the Golden Boy, checked out also. We talked about Tommy Heinsohn, of course, being the epitome of tough, right? Yeah, never, ever would you imagine Tommy Heinsohn going Steely Dan on Red Auerbach and saying, "I don't want to do your dirty work, Red, no more." Paul Hornung, though, was always a pleasure. I had the great pleasure of running into him many times at various racetracks here around South Florida. He was a huge horse racing fan. Of course, was big in real estate, Louisville, Kentucky, and that's horse racing country. And he was a huge fan, sent it in, and was a very wise investor, I guess, very early on in his pro career. He started investing in real estate in Louisville, Kentucky, made substantial scores. I don't know how that held up throughout his life, but he was a guy. He was one of those guys, the Damon Runyon type of character, Louis, that you'd run into. Kind of like running into Bert Sugar when he was holding court. And it was just absolutely fantastic. The stories were great. So we'll all miss the Golden Boy, Paul Hornung, who passed away over the weekend as well. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. We mentioned we're going to take your telephone calls, and we will throughout the program at 866-801-0940. If you'd like to join us here, I believe we have Ron on 940 Winds and 1230 The Zone. Ron, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I finally got through to you. Many times I've tried to call, and many times I've been shut out. But you made a very good reference the other day about your temple in Long Island running wrestling matches. So did we in New Jersey. We ran with Ken Patera and Chief Jay Strongbow and Haystacks Calhoun. We did it because we couldn't get anybody to volunteer to call bingo because we came home smelling like a smoke machine. And we made $2,500. Yeah, we made $2,500 every time we did it. We had somebody who knew this guy, Carmen Savoldi, whose son was a referee, and this way it worked, and we did it twice a year. But it was a very good money maker. Bingo sucked, and this worked out beautifully. So,
outstanding, man! I'm glad I'm not alone. Because it seemed like the congregation's integrity was being impugned by no less of an authority on such things than Len Robbins, saying that it had to be a very reformed Jewish center that was resorting to having professional wrestling. But nice to hear this, Luby, that it wasn't just the T-neck armory that featured professional wrestling.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you've asked different people of the Jewish persuasion around your age, and they all sort of were like, what the hell is he talking about? So I started to believe that, too, that you just, your synagogue, for some reason, was very different than most people's synagogues.
Rabbi Philip Book was the Vince McMahon of religious figures. I mean, this guy knew how to promote. That's what it's all about. You have to know how to promote, right? Schnelli knew how to promote. That's why we know about the University of Miami.
We got to draw a line right there in at Palm Beach and not allow anybody to go anywhere, but declare this the state of Miami.
I don't know if that's exactly how that speech went. I think I'm paraphrasing there. No?
You could have.
State of Miami. It was brilliant.
It sounds like it.
It was absolutely brilliant. I would have voted for him for anything. Howard Schnellenberger. Jimmy knew how to promote. Jimmy Johnson.
Yep.
Did it with a little bit more braggadocio. We're going to take you out there to the barn and just kick your living rear end. Right?
Yes.
Almost said something else there, Louis. I'm not sure if that would have worked.
Yes.
Greatest promoter ever, Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
No better self-promoter. Why were we interested in his fights? Because he would go ahead and do a bunch of trash talking, recite poetry, make all kinds of crazy statements and gestures, and even went out of his mind there, a staged freakout at the weigh-in for the famous fight here in 1964, right? Everybody knew that Ali was just fine. How about Rex Ryan? He was a good promoter. No, you may not have liked Rex, but was he not a guy that got attention from the New York Jets?
Oh, a
Does
ton.
Anybody pay attention to him since? No.
Oh, for sure.
Even when they were bad, they were good, according to Rex. Very popular thing, just ignore the truth. That's what it's all about. So you thought that was going to be a political call. You were worried about Ron. It turned out to be a validation call.
Yes.
Here on the show, that in Jersey, there were other Jewish centers that were also featuring professional wrestling as fundraisers to great success, making $2,500 a pop, right, even after paying off Chief Strongbow. All right, 866-801-0940 on the phone lines. The Dolphins, winners of five in a row. Tua looking decent again. Not quite as good as he was the week before, but didn't have to be. All phases of the game, Luby, does the cliche apply?
Yes.
The Dolphins, very effective in all three phases
of the
game.
Well, yeah, because Jakeem Grant, later in the game, when the Dolphins wanted to run clock out and add to the lead, had an amazing return, the punt block. The field goal kicker, Jason Sanders, like, the dude's done so well.
He
missed one out of the last 24, and everyone's like, oh, man.
Did he miss a kick in this game?
He kicked his 22nd straight. They had his 23rd straight. That was a 47-yarder. He just missed it. And then he came back and kicked another one that was like 40-something yards and like nailed it straight through the uprights at the top of it.
And I jinxed him, you know, because I missed that field goal to, you know, try that he missed.
Yeah.
And I missed the one he missed.
Yeah.
And I had just thought to myself, what if this guy has a perfect season? Has that ever been done before by a kicker who's had a certain number of attempts?
Yeah, oh well.
During the course of a year. Because it looked like he was on track to go 30 for 30.
Yeah.
ESPN. Unbelievable. All right, so he missed one. But nonetheless, in complete command of the game.
Yep.
All the way through, the Miami Dolphins. Very impressive. And the Hurricanes coming from behind to beat Virginia Tech. Holy Frank Beamer. That was a wild one. There were always horror stories. Anybody got any of those horror stories? Any Canes fans that ever schlepped up there to Blacksburg, Virginia? Did you ever hear any of the horror stories, Louis, back in the day? When I was doing those Hurricane Hotline shows, guys would stand up and say, you know what, they're the ugliest fans that you have anywhere in college sports, Blacksburg. With apologies to, of course, the great stroker, Don Strock, who was a Hokie. Was he the only known Hokie besides Michael Vick? No, they've had a few.
They've had guys.
A few players, yeah. What are you talking about, Luby? All right, they reminded me of like the Georgetown basketball teams that John Thompson had when they were playing under Frank Beamer. Were they the football version of those Georgetown teams?
Yes.
Weren't the prettiest
teams? Oh,
yeah,
for sure. They were very ugly, very ugly, but they would get it done.
And those were always bloodbaths. So does the game mean something again? All of those rivalries seem to have flown the coop, right? No one cares anymore. You play Notre Dame. Guys are scalping tickets outside, and they can't raise a gallop. 866-801-0940 on the phone lines if you'd like to join us here on the show. We'll take more of your calls. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby. Lube, it's a Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday, brought to you by personal injury attorney and outstanding personal injury representation from the law offices of Jared Spingarn. 833-HIRE-JARED, 833-447-3527. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 849. All right, let's grab a quick call here on 940 West 1230 The Zone. Are you kidding me? The great Jimmy Ross?
Yeah. That's me, Defo, your biggest fan on the podcast and in West Virginia. Just wanted to call and wish you guys, you know, happy anniversary and happy belated birthday. A lot like Rick, where he said that, you know, you've kind of helped us get through some tough times. It's kind of the same thing for me. I know a lot of times you say it's just a radio show, and I get that. But it's similar to what Rick, his story. And with me, you know, I go back probably 30 years when I was about 8 years old to listening, you know, growing up in Sunrise to Sports Talk 610 back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, and then through high school, your tenure on the first team kind of coincided with me in high school from 96 to 2000 at Plantation. So pretty much every morning on my way to school was you and Goldie and Joe. So that was nice. And I've come to love Luby as well, even though the FSU thing, you know, we overlook that, but that's okay.
Yes.
But even it's funny because even I've got my family, you know, even if they didn't want to, like my daughter and my wife, they know kind of the show vernacular, like the, you know, the time and the Degenerate Friday and Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday. And so I've kind of, and recently I've gotten in the habit when I leave the house of getting my wife to squeeze me a 20. So yeah. Now, and I think the next time I say that, she's probably going to squeeze me by the throat, so I might have to retire that one.
The best way to kick off your day is with Defo plus Luby. We now return to the Defo Show.
Welcome back to the show. A beautiful day, actually, a postcard Chamber of Commerce type of day. Commerce, I meant to say, type of day here. Unfolding in South Florida. We'll take up until 10 o'clock today. The Greek who joined us earlier, a little special guest cameo that he made earlier on the program, the Greek, will be coming your way at 3 o'clock this afternoon on 940 Winds and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. You can reach us at 866-801-0940, 866-801-0940, if you'd like to reach us here on the phone lines. I know you wanted to get all over this, Luby, but we haven't really had a chance to touch on that, right? James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets. James Harden to team up with Kyrie Irving and KD. Unbelievable. Kevin Durant and James Harden. Do you see that working?
I don't know what to do with it. I mean, look, we've seen in sports, just because the teams have talent doesn't mean they're going to win. And that seems like one of those teams that on paper would be the most talented team in the East. I guess would have the three biggest names on one team in all of the NBA. It doesn't mean they're going to win. Like, the Harden-Kyrie factor, I think, would be a total disaster, especially for a new coach. Nash has never coached, ever. He's not going to try and wrangle that. Yeah. Oh, God. Good luck.
He's got Harden dribbling the basketball in the same spot for 23 and a half seconds of the 24-second clock and then make a pass.
How does that work?
Durant in the corner. He's triple covered. That's going to be rough. Welcome to the NBA, Steve Nash. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz on a Peel Yourself Off the Mat Monday. If you're peeling yourself off the pavement, call our man, Jared Spingarn. He is an extraordinary personal injury attorney. He can represent you, and he wins 1,000 cases plus in the last 5 years. That's what it's all about, being a winner. That's Jared Spingarn, 833-HIRE-JARED. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
858.